Ramana Yoga Sutras by Sri Krishna Bhikshu, continued from the May-June issue. Sri Ramana Maharishi wrote these sutras at the request of some devotees to benefit their sadhana. Sri Krishna Bhikshu Urganti Venkata Krishnaya was one of the early and ardent devotees of Bhagavan. He lived in the ashram with Bhagavan for many years and wrote Ramana Leela, The Life of Bhagavan, in Telugu. After talks on Ramana Yoga Sutras were given by Sri Krishna Bhikshu at the Ramana Satsang, Hyderabad, these sutras were published in Telugu in 1973 and then in English in 1980. We continue in this issue with Sutra number 5 along with its commentary. 5. Manasaswam Chinvata. Searching for one's self with the mind. 1. The self here is one's self, not the Atman, which is beyond search. One's self is a little entity. The search is to know whence that idea of I arises. That is to say, who is this little self? In Ulladu Narpadu, Bhagavan says, the real self does not say I. The body cannot say I. In between the two arises this thought I, which firmly clings to the body. If you search for its nature, which is as a phantom devil, it disappears. When thoughts disappear into the source, even this thought I should disappear. This I thought is the primary thought, and the other thoughts cannot sprout without it. 2. This inquiry is sometimes based on the previously mentioned practice of watching the breath. Normally, we are not able to catch up with the speed with which one thought succeeds another. It is as if the series of frames on the cinema reel succeed each other with such rapidity that we get the impression of one continuous picture. Therefore, it is only when we can slow down this mental process and are able to catch each single thought by itself that we can inquire about it. In slowing down thoughts, we have used the process of watching the breath. We can also take the illustration of a slow motion picture here, say, of horse racing. 3. When a thought by itself appears, Bhagavan asks us to inquire with a searching mind to whom it arises. It is an intellectual affair, not a negation of all thought, as some contend. We hold to the thought and try to follow it up by asking to whom it occurs. Obviously, it occurs to the notional I, for the real I has no thought. Bhagavan asks us to proceed and see whence that notion arises. It must necessarily be to the consciousness, that is to say, to the Atman, where even the I thought does not exist. If one repeats this process continuously, without any break, the process leads to the Atman. It is as if a brand burns other brands and itself too. 4. There is another slight modification. Instead of questioning to whom does the thought occur, inquire whence the thought arises. We mean any thought, not the thought of I only. All thoughts must arise from the consciousness, and they are directed towards the world and all our ideas connected with it. If we try to cut across the connection with this world, only the consciousness remains. It is the Atman. In this process, there is only one step. Whence does this thought arise? In the previous paragraph, we have talked of a process where there are two steps: searching for the source of each thought and searching for the source of the I thought. 5. These processes are called by Bhagavan the Sarala Marga or the straight and easy path. At any rate, they are easy for those who can turn their minds inward and away from the objects of the world. But if one, as a preceding step, follows the first path of watching the breath, it is quite easy for anybody. 6. The point to note is, we do not negate a thought as does the Sankara method. Sankara says, when a thought occurs, dismiss it immediately. Here, we do not do that. We retain the thought and attempt to seek its source. I once asked Bhagavan how it could be possible to trace the root of a tree all the while without remembering the trunk of the tree. How can we go to the source of the thought without holding on to the thought? Bhagavan replied, practice and see. Bhagavan compares this method to each enemy soldier coming out of the fort alone when he can be easily killed. If one thought comes out, one can easily kill it. If all the warriors in the fort rally forth at once, it will be difficult to repulse them. Therefore, slow down the speed of the thought first, catch each thought, and by seeking its source, destroy it. In the supplement to Uladu Narpudu, there is a verse which lends support to the idea that this self-inquiry is performed without the mind. The matter is elucidated in the explanation of the next aphorism. In this aphorism, it is clearly stated that it is the mind which carries on this self-inquiry. Continued in the September-October issue.